This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
What did you do putting the microphone on?
I said mic's on and then turn them up.
What a great start to the week. Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I was just clearing my throat before we went on the radio.
I know.
You do that a lot too.
Yeah, sometimes I actually vomit on the microphone.
Oh, I know. That's pretty too.
That's good, yeah.
Hello. What a fabulous start to the week.
Great. Yeah, thanks for joining us for breakfast. Now, how cold was the weekend, eh?
Hey?
Geez, are you cold?
Oh, geez, it was cold wasn't it, eh? It was raining and cold, and then the wind came, and then it was colder.
When I started this job, people were going around going, geez, how hot is it? Geez, it's hot. Are you hot? Yeah. The cycle of life continues. Now, people have attacked me for not, you know, buying a, or not being dressed appropriately for the weather.
Yes.
And I don't see the logic in it. You know, they say, why don't you buy a jumper? It's winter. It's really cold. Mm. I say, yeah, but you know, in 4 months it's going to be hot again. That's wasteful. That's not me. Mm. I'll be patient.
Well, that's the same theory as people who wear thongs all through the year.
Well, you know, people say, yeah, your shoelaces are undone. You say, yeah, but I'm going to go to bed in 7 hours. What's the point?
I love your logic. Mm. It's the Akmal logic. It's a special kind of logic.
If you can put things off. Do it, because, you know, do other things that you enjoy more.
Than doing up your laces. Yeah, why not? Mm. Good life advice, widow.
Team, this week, anyone that gets on the show and has a little chat to us, any caller, is going to go on the running to win an awesome prize from BJ Howes. We've got a pretty cool fire pit / drink station. Worth around a couple hundred bucks.
It's good.
And then we've got this tool chest full of tools as well. Worth
it looks like a robot.
It's amazing.
Can I just say, BJ House sounds like a house of ill repute.
It's Howes.
Howes.
Howes. BJ Howes.
Well, thank you for destroying my joke with logic or facts.
Well, that's what we do here.
BJ Howes.
He's the Captain Sensible and I'm like your mother.
A good speller.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
You know, I told you the day, one of my greatest childhood memories was when I was rummaging in the tip on the school holidays.
Oh, yes.
And I found a stack of porno magazines.
And as a kid, as a teenage boy, that might have just been like the greatest day of your life.
Pleasure overload. Take it home before anyone sees it.
Yeah, yeah.
And as I was carrying it home, I thought, oh, someone's going to take them off me. Someone's going to mug them. So someone's going to mug me. Sorry, and take the magazine. So in a way, they'd mug the magazine. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you don't. You were worried someone was going to steal them because they were so precious and you just found them.
Yes,
is that right?
Well summarized. Well summarized. Well done. But these days, times have changed. I feel like an old person because, like, you know, if you tell kids that, they'll go, oh, you're an idiot. Why don't you just Google it?
I know.
Why don't you just go to, you know, YouPorn?
It's not as hard to get. And I think that was something that was certainly.
It's not as hard to get. Mate, everyone, no matter what age, they've got the world's biggest pornographic library in their pocket.
I know.
That's bizarre.
That's depressing and bizarre, isn't it?
Well, it depends which way, you know.
Well, just because from a parent's point of view, I think it's a bit depressing.
From a parent's, I'm not a parent, but, you know, if I caught my dog looking at you porn, like a dog porn or whatever, I would be very upset, you know, and I would reprimand them and no more treats for you because I would be, you know, I'm very protective of my puppies. But, you know, it's so these young girls, 13-year-olds, are on the train and pranking fellow commuters by sending them pictures that they've been sent by their fellow students of their genitalia.
Now, when you say pranking, how are they pranking?
They're airdropping. Airdrop is something that you could just you could just, anyone who has airdrop will receive what you've just sent. What a world we live in. How bizarre.
It is pretty bizarre,
it's
right?
Sometimes
I take photos in the studio and I go out to producer Al and I airdrop them to him because it's the quickest way to do it. It's very simple.
You just
have to be near somebody.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't ask for shots of my genitalia.
I didn't send him shots of your genitalia.
That's not what I...
No.
That's not what he told me.
No, that's not happening in the studio.
Isn't it?
No.
Well, we're not admitting to it.
Anyway.
We shouldn't be admitting to it.
But these are girls doing this? That surprises me. Normally it's guys doing this.
I know. Normally, well, times have changed, Mandy. Mm. We're old people now.
We are old people.
The kids are doing something different. You know, I would never do that. I would never, you know.
Just airdrop a nudie picture to someone?
No, no. I would never drop a nudie picture to just somebody that I didn't know.
Have you ever sent Kate a nudie picture of yourself?
Yeah, and that was the funniest thing she's ever seen. She said that's the funniest thing you've ever done.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. We're up. You're up.
Now, this game, I actually suggested that we change it to We're Up, You're Up Yourself. But no one went with that.
No, I think we'll stick with We're Up, You're Up. This is where you give us a call and tell us what you're doing on a rainy Monday morning at this time. Roger from San Remo, hello.
Here you go.
Yeah,
all
good. Right. What are you doing,
Roger? Hey, mate. I just don't know whether I go to work or not. Like,
what do you do, Roger?
I'm smash repair guy.
Oh, smash repair guy, right, go. Okay.
It's too cold,
it's
mate.
It's pretty cold, but you're already up though, Roger.
You know. Hey, that panel beating can wait.
But I'm tossing up between a sticky or the pub.
See, pub at this time.
You know, if you manage your time properly, you can do both. You can have a sticky at the pub.
Yeah.
We've all been sick at the pub.
That's right.
Roger, that sounds like a good plan. I reckon take a sticky. We're going to give you NRL tickets for your trouble.
I don't think Roger's in any condition to.
We're going to send you to the Roosters. hang on there for us, pal. I think maybe he's already been to the pub. Steve from Narara, hello.
Hi, guys.
G'day, Steve.
It's nothing really exciting, but I'm on the expressway finally, and I've decided that no one has any freaking idea how to drive in the rough, and they're all like the students of the Captain Risky School of Driving.
Yes.
Oh,
look, you're dropping
in and out.
We're
losing
the notorious M1 Telstra connection we've got there. But Steve was saying that he has driven through the rain on the M1 and he reckons that everybody else doesn't know how to drive in the rain.
And then suddenly we lost him. Is anyone worried about...
I'm worried about Steve. I'm hoping Steve hasn't left us. But well done on getting to the end of the freeway unscathed, Steve. What? So we're going to send you to the AFL.
Are we happy he hasn't left it because we gave him tickets to the AFL?
Al will get onto him.
Al will get onto him. And Sydney Roosters take on Gold Coast Titans, 26th of May at the Central Coast Stadium, 3 p.m. Tickets available, tickettech.com.au. And the Swannies take on the Dockers this Saturday at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Tickets, tickettech.com.au.
There you go. Mm. Right. Steve's got himself some ticks.
We are the home of tickets.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Remember, you can call anytime. 432-444-444 is the number.
Yeah, and if you do get on the show this week, you go in the draw to win $600 worth of gear thanks to BJ Howes, which is like a fire pit and this big toolbox thing, which is amazing.
I wouldn't mind that.
I wouldn't mind the tool thing. And the fire pit would be good too. Anyway.
But how are you going to transport the fire pit?
Don't worry about all that.
It's not on fire when you buy it.
It's not on fire when you buy it.
Okay, that's good. Okay. You've got to be
specific. Okay. Yeah. Mm. I want to tell you about my family. Now, my family, most of them live in Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a way of keeping in touch now that all the grandkids are older, my kids are older, you know, as a way of sort of all of us keeping in touch with my parents, my mum has started a group chat called Granny's Grapevine.
Oh, yeah.
Granny's Grapevine. Everybody belongs to Granny's Grapevine. All 8 grandchildren, all of us kids and our partners. So everybody's involved. So if some news breaks in the family, it hits Granny's Grapevine and everybody knows what's going on.
Is she trying to make wine in Adelaide or?
No, but if she did, I'd be there. I'd be in that.
I'm
Dad
sure.
would love to make some wine.
Mm.
He's into his wine. Anyway, so I got
him. I met him. Yeah, I knew that straight away.
Alfie.
Yeah.
So anyway, a message landed in the Granny's Grapevine inbox on the weekend, and it's an update about one of the family cars.
Oh, yeah.
So my niece and her partner, they drove around Australia in an old Holden station wagon.
Yes.
And because he's English, they did the full Australia trip and drove all the way around Australia. So it's done some Ks. It's pretty old.
Because he's English?
Yeah.
What other non-English people do that?
I know, but he's like, you know, he's here on like a working holiday.
He wants to experience things that they don't experience in England, like sunshine. And
yeah, and hours of driving to get anywhere.
Hours of driving, exactly.
So anyway.
You know, if he travelled the same distance
in England.
It'd end up in Russia.
Exactly. It's pretty crazy, right? Anyway, so he sent a photo of the white Holden station wagon, which is a bit beaten up now, and he says, guys, an update about Greg. Greg is the name of the station wagon. An update about Greg. The new owners, so they've just sold it.
Can you do it in an English accent?
I'll try. So they've just sold it because they're going back to England to live. Yep.
Hello. Hello, darling.
Update about Greg. The new owners just sent me a picture. They have cut holes in the bonnet for three air intake scoops, sprayed the rims and tyres and started preparing it for the burnout competition. So
poor
these
guy.
Guys, so they didn't realise that the guys that bought it off them were going to put it in a burnout competition. Yeah. And then the next sort of couple of hours, it was like, Greg, no, Greg, rest in peace. Oh, God, Greg, this is heartbreaking. What a way for Greg to end. Good old Greg, what a legend. Mm. This is what my mum said. Good old Greg, what a legend. At least they're not using it for a getaway car.
That's very positive, you know. I've had cars where people have assumed that I've used it as
a getaway car.
No, as a Dodgem, you know, smash up car. And say, why are you using your car as a smash up burnout car? So, no. What do you mean?
My car's got a few dents in it too.
I know.
Which I can't be bothered getting out.
Don't worry about it.
Do you have a name for your car?
I don't have a name for the Black X-Trail, but I used to have a name for my first car, which was a Corona, and I named it Mona. Mona the Corona.
Nice.
Which was great. And I had a little mirror ball in it, and I stitched some fabric in it, which was all these different cars.
It's funny, like you don't look Lebanese.
Yeah, I know. Mona the Corona.
Did you have a subwoofer?
No, I didn't have a subwoofer.
That's what you need. You
I
need
had a
deep
dodgy
bass.
Tape deck. I did need deep bass.
I got someone that'll sort you out.
That'll make you Mona. Mm. Anyway, what's the name of your car?
I have a Ranger, and we call it Tex.
Tex.
Because of Walker Texas Ranger.
Yeah, nice.
So we call it Tex.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for your car?
Yeah.
What is it?
Chidbox. That's what I call it.
You know what? Give us a call if you've got a name for your car. I'm keen to hear it this morning. Michael from Baddow Bay. Hello.
How you going?
Very, very well. Are you off to work this morning?
I am, yep.
And what's it like outside at the moment?
Yeah, it's cloudy, but it's not too bad.
Okay, very good. Now, what's the name of your car?
It's a Mazda BT50, and his name's Daryl. So, Daryl Beatty, after the motorcycle racer.
Oh, wow. Dazza. Okay, Daryl. Do you call him Dazza?
Yeah, no, it's just Daryl.
It's just Daryl.
Mazda.
Yep.
Because it's a Japanese car, so its real name is probably Hakawatu or something. but he Australianizes himself by calling himself Daryl.
A bit like you did when you called yourself Peter for
that's
a while.
That's right,
then.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what cars do sometimes.
Oh, well done, Michael. I love it. Daryl, it's a good Aussie name, and we're going to give you NRL tickets.
Nice, thank you.
No worries at all. Let's go to Mark in Carryong. Hey, Mark, what kind of car do you drive?
I've got an old Land Cruiser.
God, those things never die.
No, they go forever. They're good cars.
They're good cars. So what do you call it?
Well, the kids named it after the movie RV, the big rolling turd in that, so they just call it the turd now.
The turd. The turd, that's right.
The turd. What colour is it?
That's white.
Okay, righto.
You know, you should buy another two and then call the third one, it's the turd.
The turd turd.
The turd turd, yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know
what he's talking about. Mark, that's fantastic. I do love it. We're going to send you along to the infamous circus at Mingara.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Enjoy.
Right, have a good
enjoy
one, mate. Infamous
we
circus.
Love death.
Infamous circus. Tumbiumby opens Friday night. Get your tickets, infamous.net.au.
I'm just imagining Mark just going, come on, kids, let's get in the turd.
Yeah. I've just polished my turd.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
So everybody across the coast was excited about Eurovision. I know you were, Akmal. You had a massive Eurovision party at your house.
Yeah, it was just me. And after 5 minutes, I turned the channel. It wasn't a great party. Not a lot of people. Well, just me. It was just me.
You know what? I do have friends that have Eurovision parties. In fact, I have one friend who is obsessed with Eurovision, and her whole feed on Saturday night, her Facebook feed, was just commenting and just outrage at the various things that were happening on Eurovision.
Yes.
And it was a little bit controversial.
Yes.
Now, Israel won it. Poor Jessica Mauboy. She did this song. I think she did a cracking job. Have a listen. She...
She did a good job.
She did a great job. She belted it out. She looked fantastic. She's wearing a purple number.
Mm.
And she came 20th out of 26, which was a little disappointing.
He's judging. It's rigged.
You know?
It's rigged.
Especially when this chick came first. Now, this chick's name's Netta. Her full name, Netta Bazilia.
Netta.
She's
half the Prime Minister of Israel.
Yeah, Netanyahu.
Netanyahu.
Well, she is actually from Israel. So there you go. That makes sense.
There was a Palestinian contestant, but the Israelis wouldn't allow them to come on the stage.
So he said, no, the stage funny, is not yours. Funny, but it could be true. But this woman won Eurovision, and this is with the quirky dance song called Toy. Which is kind of quirky and fun. And there was a chicken dance that went with it.
Yes.
So I think Jessica Malloy needs to up the quirk factor.
More chicken
dance? She's too straight. I think she needs to do some sort of weird dance.
Mm.
I think she needs to have some sort of crazy costume. Let's get her jumping out of a lobster or something.
Well, maybe do the chicken dance dressed as a chicken, as a gigantic chicken.
Yes.
That's what it is.
And then halfway through the performance, unzip the chicken and come out as a I don't know, an emu or something. Like, just
as
mix
an
it
emu.
Up. Mix
now,
it up,
yeah,
Jess.
Yeah, I think you're thinking. Now you're thinking, yeah. So.
Oh, I want some random stuff on stage. I want Australia to be a bit more quirky. We're not going to win it by just standing there and singing. We're not. We're up against
the
mad
Europeans.
What about
a Janet Jackson kind of reveal?
Oh, yes.
Like a pew.
A little bit of boob. A little bit of side boob.
A little bit of check this out,
woo!
Boys.
Or, that'd I don't know, win. Something fun. Like she could
well, that's fun.
She could be riding a horse. Imagine if she rode an actual pony on stage. Like maybe a miniature pony.
Oh, yeah. Hey, lucky that Israeli girl didn't ride a pony. That pony would be dead now.
Are you saying she was a bit of a portly lady?
No, I'm just saying that pony would be dead. You can make of that what you will.
She was a little portly, but she was very quirky. And this is where I think we're losing. We need to up the quirk factor. We need to get some weird stuff on stage. We need people wearing hats and things and glitter.
We need
stuff off their heads. We need
stuff
animals.
Off their heads.
We need costumes. We need to get it together if we want to win Eurovision.
You've got your finger on the pulse.
Thank you, Akmal.
That's what you have.
Thank you.
I'm happy
to help with costuming.
Yeah, and you
I got some weird stuff in my closet.
Oh yeah, you still haven't come out.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
All right, so Friday night, Matt and I, my fiance,
yes.
I love saying that.
My partner
Matt, yes. And I had a couple of beverages, and we like to just play songs on the Bluetooth speaker.
Oh yeah,
have a bit of fun, get the music going on a Friday night.
Oh, big one, yeah.
And you know what I thought? Maybe I've been a little bit too harsh on John Williamson. You know, you guys love to play True Blue all the time.
Oh, yeah.
True Blue.
Yeah, and I generally hate it. I generally hate it.
A bit of respect, please.
Like 99.9% of the time I hate it.
Put your hand on your heart and stand up.
Anyway, don't really enjoy it.
Is it a cockatoo?
I know, mate, I know.
Hey, True Blue.
I thought maybe I'm being a bit harsh.
Is it me or you?
It's definitely you.
It's me. Oh, sorry, I do beg your pardon.
You know what? I thought maybe I'm being a bit harsh. Maybe I need to delve into a little bit more of his back catalogue. Well, wouldn't you know it, I found some gems. Have a listen to Old Man Emu. This thing goes off. That one.
It's got the mouth harp in it.
Yeah. It's very hillbilly.
Yeah.
He does some real scatting in that thing,
it does,
too.
It's got that I'm married to my sister kind of feel,
yes,
isn't it?
It does.
It's great. Yeah, I love it.
It certainly does. But the big surprise for me was the John Williamson song The Shed.
The Shed.
Now, this song is about growing up and every boy needs a shed in Australia, but there's some interesting lyrics here. I think John Williamson... there's more to him than meets the eye.
Place to learn to read and write, to work on his bike at night, to grow up as he likes, to grow anything under lights.
Did you
a
hear
place
that?
To keep his
to grow
tools,
things under the lights.
Yes. John Williamson.
In a shed.
John Williamson. He's on the gear.
Well, there are no surprises there. I mean, have you heard some of these lyrics? Only a stoner can come up with, can rhyme.
Allegedly.
Anyway.
No,
that doesn't surprise me at all.
He could have just been writing a song about someone else's experience with a shed, not his own.
He could have too.
You know, you can grow tomatoes under lights.
This is true.
And you can smoke those tomatoes. But if you do, you're an idiot because that doesn't do anything.
Oh,
no, no. Wow. I've rolled a couple with
tomatoes
with John.
You've rolled a couple of tomatoes with John.
Yeah.
Okay.
And after a few joints, we ate some tomatoes.
Yeah.
We ate some tomatoes.
Anyway,
made some sauce.
You know what? This is going to a place where I don't think we should talk about.
You know what he said to me?
What?
He said, geez, I love a good smoke.
Please be responsible. Don't do drugs.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Here on the show, we do have tickets to give away to these guys. I got your back. Bunsby Maru, they're coming to the Central Coast playing Long Jetty Hotel on 25th of May.
Be very cruisy. And you might win them by just joining in this conversation because I want to tell you that a lecturer in positive psychology at the University of East London, his name's Tim, Tim Lomas.
Yeah, Tim Lomas. I know him well. Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we
You studied Tim, positive psychology together?
No, we hung out at John Williamson's shed, all three of us.
Stop it.
It's true.
Stop it.
I would never make that up.
You're being inappropriate. Anyway, he has done some research into words and how learning new words can make us happier.
Yeah.
And I love this. And I've been learning new words with you because you speak Arabic, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, words that make me happy, it's like your mortgage has been null and void.
Mm. You can sleep in today.
Sleep in is a good word.
Home
makes
time.
Makes me happy.
Home time.
Home time. Free money. That's a word that makes me very happy.
He's talking about words from a whole heap of different languages. For example, he says, this is a positive word that he thinks is really good to know. It's a Russian word and it's uyut. Uyut means coziness.
Coziness, oh yeah.
Which is cool.
Coziness. You know what, the word, I like the word tease.
Tease.
Like, you know, we do a tease, you know, on
tease
radio.
People, yeah.
We tease people.
But in Arabic, it's something else.
Arabic, it means ass. So that's why I love saying it.
So you can literally tease someone about their tease.
Don't tease me.
Mm.
Don't look at my tease.
Okay.
Don't tease.
Well, there's some funny ones here. A Finnish word that refers to the satisfaction of sitting on a bouncy cushion or a comfortable chair.
Yes.
It's very hard to pronounce, so excuse me if you're Finnish. It's hippie tinny tinny diddy tits.
Diddy tits.
Anyway, that's the whole. I'm trying to pronounce the whole. Sitting on a comfortable chair or a bouncy cushion. That's the satisfaction you get.
Oh yeah, those Finnish people.
I mean, they love
they're
it.
They're weird.
Yeah, well,
they got more time to make words longer. Because it's cold.
Because it's so cold. Yeah. Here's an Arabic one that you might know.
Yes.
This describes musically induced ecstasy.
Yes.
Do you know what it is? Can you have a guess?
John Williamson.
No, tarab. Tarab. Am I saying that right? Tarab?
I don't know what that is.
Tarab, no. It means musically induced ecstasy.
Does it?
In Arabic. Oh,
according to the professor.
According to Professor Tim Lomas.
Not that fluent in Arabic.
Well, anyway,
I think he's making it up.
I thought we could talk about our favourite words, because you and I like words.
I like wankel rotary engine. I don't know why. I've always
Where's that from? I've heard that before too. Is it from a movie?
No, it's from Monty Python's.
Is it?
Are you embarrassed easily? I know I am, but it's nothing to worry about. It's all part of growing up and being British.
That's right. Fantastic.
Words like wankel rotary engine. Now let's go on to something ruder.
And then I like galvanized as a word.
Galvanized is a very good word.
Has several meanings, so that's good.
Galvanized. Maybe
it can be used in several ways.
It can be, yes. Yeah. You can just shout it, galvanize, or galvanize. You know, like in a sort of a seductive way.
I like the word bosom because I think the word bosom kind of sounds like the thing that it is. It's nice and soft and round and kind of
yeah.
Bosom.
Bosomy, yeah.
Yeah.
Boobs?
No,
not so much. I like boobs.
You know, most men
do. I mean the word.
Oh.
I mean, obviously, like boobs, but, you know, the funny.
But
it's funny.
Bosom is kind of, there's something biblical about bosom as well, you
bosom,
know.
Bosom, come to my bosom.
Exactly.
And the Lord said, check that bosom out.
No, he did not. Hey, give us a call with your favourite word this morning. We would love to hear from you. If you've got a cracker that you love.
Apparently the most pleasant sounding word in the English language, according to someone, is cellar door.
Cellar door.
The door of the cellar.
It is beautiful to say, isn't it?
Cellar door. It sounds French. Je l'ai pensé à l'évoque, cellar door.
You are a surprise package.
All right.
Is what you are.
4324444. Call right now. What's your favourite word? We got some Busby Maru tickets for you.
Patricia from Booker Bay, what's your favourite word?
Hi, Mandy. I love words and I love languages. My favourite English word is serendipitous.
Serendipitous. I love it. That sort of means lucky, doesn't it?
Well, it means things are going really, really well, you know.
Serendipitous is a fortuitous coincidence.
There we go, that one. I speak Maltese as well.
Okay, what's your favourite Maltese word?
Well, it's a phrase, Mandy, that won't tongue twist you at all.
Okay.
It's just, it means what's over there, and it goes M-shem.
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 M-shem. So I put a question mark at the end. M-shem.
M-shem? M-shem.
You know nice. Thongs,
I like that.
Thongs in Arabic is sheb-sheb.
Sheb-sheb. Yeah. Hey, that's great. Hey, thank you, Patricia. Lovely to chat to you this morning. You might have to be our word expert. We'll go to Rochelle in Green Point.
Yes.
Rochelle, what's your favourite word?
My favourite word is really. It
really?
Is the answer to everything.
Seriously?
If they do something good, really. If they do something bad, really.
So you can use it in every context.
My answer to everything.
Really? Okay. So you, I just did it myself. You use it all the time?
Really?
I use it all the time. My kids actually say it to me. They go, really, Mum? I go, really? Just answers everything. It's the best word.
You know I'm going to be saying it all day now because of you, Rochelle.
Really?
All day. I say it all day. I go, really?
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, listen, we're going to send you to Busby Maru, Michelle. You can go and see them at the Long Jetty Hotel, which is fabulous. Patricia
this
from
is
Booker
your,
Bay,
this...
we're going to give you some nuts and freckles.
Yeah, but Rochelle, this is your chance. When we say we're going to give you tickets to Busby Maru, what did you say?
Yay!
No!
No!
What do you say? You say, really?
Really?
There you go, Rochelle.
Finally.
Now, 2GO presents 2GO presents Busmaru. Got you back. Regional tour. Long Jetty Hotel. Central Coast. 25th May. Get your tickets. Busmaru.com. Or you can win them here on the show. And actually, we've got a meet and greet to give away later on the week as well with Busmaru too.
Nice.
All right? It's really going to be good.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Don't forget, every caller this week on the show that gets on air goes in the running to win a mini tool workshop and also a fire pit. Thanks to BJ House, they got their 40th birthday party this Saturday. Massive sale. Lizaro and Charm Haven.
Excellent.
But don't mix the fire pit with
the tool.
Because you'll burn your tools.
Exactly.
And no one wants...
Now it's time to talk dogs.
Dogs, you know, this is an amazing story. You know, the only in America type of headline. A dog shot his owner in the leg. You see?
And I'm trying to visualize how this happens, though. Is the gun on the ground, or did the dog, like, actually carry a gun? Like, what?
Yeah.
Because anything's
possible.
Apparently
the dog's been planning it for a while. And his owner came home and said, yeah, you sit.
Now, how did that happen?
Hey, play dead. In fact, don't play dead. I'll kill you. He didn't die. He just got shot in the thigh.
So how did that happen?
Well, basically, he was trying to you know, being American, he had a gun very close to his... on his lap.
Right.
Idiot. And the dog jumped on his lap and set the gun off. You see, guns don't kill people. Dogs kill people.
Oh,
that's right.
Only in America.
You know, that's a pretty smart dog if he did it intentionally.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's in the hands of the courts now.
Mm.
You know, he's got his...
Is he on a good behaviour bond?
He's got a representative from the RSPCA.
To represent
Your Honour, he's got a clean record.
Yeah. He's got a Rottweiler making sure that he has home detention.
Yeah, just following him around. Mm. It's a weird thing. I've got a very, very, very smart dog that I just got. And you attacked his... He insulted his intelligence, really, but
he doesn't know his own name, love.
No, he does.
He doesn't.
He does.
He doesn't. I've tried calling him. He has no idea what his own name is.
There's a difference between not knowing your name and just choosing to ignore you.
Okay.
Because he says, you know, what would she have that would be of any interest to me?
What? Give me a couple of reasons as to why you think he's smart.
Well, you know, like I'm trying to teach him to sit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, dogs know how to sit. He knows. I know he knows how to sit.
Mm.
But he chooses not to.
Why?
He looks at me as if to say, you know, I've got a treat in my hand. And he says, like, what? I can have this treat and not sit. I don't see a reason.
Do you give him the treat when he doesn't sit?
Well, he gives me this look like, what? Is it?
No, you've got to give it to him when he sits. If you don't give it to...
Just listen. What, he gives me this look like, what? Are you giving me this treat? Is this treat conditional?
Mm.
I give you unconditional love and you're giving me... You stick your bloody treat... Up your bum.
Okay,
that's what he doesn't say it, but he gives me the look. You know,
okay,
he's an extremely intelligent dog.
What else does he do that's smart apart from not sit and not respond to his own name?
He's learning French. behind my back.
Well, you know what's so
I caught him downloading one of these translator apps. And
you know what's so funny about this is for Mother's Day, I got given a book, right?
Mm.
How smart is your dog?
Oh, yeah.
Test your pet's IQ.
And there's a dog with glasses as if, you know, as if he's going to be start reading.
I know, but this is cool, right? So in here, there are full-on tests that you can do with your dog to test how smart it is, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't need to do that, but
you,
if
well,
you feel...
I'll
prove to you. He's the smartest dog in the world, my dog.
I swear, if you do these tests with your dog, you will realise how dumb he is.
Mm.
Your dog can't even sit.
No,
like, this is part of it. You have to sit for a treat. Your dog can't do that.
No, no, he chooses not to.
Are we going to have a competition between each of your dogs? So Bob, Akmal's dog, versus Frankie Mandy's dog? Is that the end game here?
Well, I think so.
My dog would be teaching your dog tricks. He'd be telling him to sit and roll over and all that.
Your dog is so dumb.
Oh, don't say that.
The cutest thing in the world, but so
How
dumb.
How dare you? Like,
he's cute. Don't
How
get me
dare
wrong.
You?
I think he's a lovely dog, but he's not smart.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe we'll just leave that there.
There's loads of things that you do, and you assign points to each one, right? So if you have the dog sit and stay, then you get, you know, 5 points.
Sit and stay.
You know,
but that's dumb dogs
no,
to do
it's
that.
Not. No,
Any
it's
dog
not.
Can do that.
You can teach a dog to walk around a chair. You got all these other challenges
you know
that
when
you
I
have
try,
to do.
Mandy,
yeah.
You know when I tell him, hey, Bob, come, I want to teach you a trick. You know what he does?
Walks
he
just in the opposite direction?
No. He just ignores me and keeps on typing. He just, you know, because he does my prep for me in the morning.
Does he?
Yeah. he chooses this. He's incredible. You don't believe that?
I don't.
That's because it's not true. but he has the potential. He has the potential.
Okay, well, if you can't even get him to sit with a treat and he doesn't know his own... Come back to me when he knows his name, all right? Then we'll talk.
He's a rebel. He's a Che Guevara. He's not a...
He's got oppositional defiance disorder like you.
And you're such a fascist with your dog.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Hey, listen, I hope all the mothers around the Central Coast had a great day yesterday. It's such a nice day, Mother's Day. We celebrated kind of all weekend because my kids were working. Both kids work on Sundays, so we kind of had a bit of a Saturday Mother's Day. It kind of went all weekend, really, which
hey,
was great.
You know, when you have kids like yours, every day is Mother's
it's
Day.
It's true.
Because you're a mother every day.
And I love them.
And yes, I'm glad.
But
unlike bad mothers who just say, how did that happen? Can you keep away from me?
Yeah.
Sorry you came out of me. Now you go.
Bit like a shark. You know, when sharks have their babies, they kind of leave them, don't they? Fend for themselves.
Yeah.
They're so cold-hearted, aren't they?
Cold sharks.
Hey,
hate sharks.
Anyway, my life changed. My life changed forever yesterday.
Since you started working with me?
Well, that definitely changed my life.
For the better?
For the better, of course, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Surprising.
No, genuine.
Mm.
But my life changed in a way that I didn't think it was going to change yesterday.
Tell me.
Because Matt got me a Mother's Day present, which just blew my mind. He said it was boring. I said, no, this is not boring. This is the best present ever.
What did he give you?
He gave me a pillow.
A pillow?
Like an expensive, beautiful pillow.
Oh.
A pillow that's made out of latex.
So what you're saying, Mandy, is you don't need him anymore. You have a pillow now.
I have
because
a pillow.
Because you used him.
As
for
my
that
pillow.
Purpose,
that's
yeah.
Right. I
mean, he's comfortable.
Yeah,
because I've slept on his tummy.
Have you?
And it's very comfortable.
Yeah.
But you know,
I remember when you did that.
Yeah,
that wasn't weird at all.
Not at all. He didn't find it weird.
You know what? I never thought I'd be that person, but I'm that person who has got an amazing pillow, a special pillow, and now I can't imagine life without that pillow.
Right. And when are you moving into your nursing home? next Thursday. No, it's
seriously, I cannot believe the difference this pillow has made to my life.
Now, let me just go through the list.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've talked about your favourite things. So you've got a favourite pillow.
Yes.
And you also have a favourite chair.
Yes.
You're getting old.
I do. I am getting old.
Doesn't matter. Do it with grace.
I am. But you know what? I used to bag people for spending a lot of money on a pillow. And I'd think, you know, you're ridiculous. $150 on a pillow. That's madness. Like
$150 plus. They can be very expensive.
I know. Well, you know, it's about $150.
Yeah.
Got it from Domain. They've got an amazing selection there.
Oh, yeah. Great selection of pillows.
They do. But these, like, it's a latex pillow. So it's made out of latex and it shapes to your head. I cannot believe this pillow.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it everywhere.
It's a head pillow. It's a pillow for your head. Now, I told you the story earlier about someone who likes me, a fan, sent a cushion with my head on it, with my full face on it. And you know, it's not the most attractive thing, but, you know, that's all I have to give you.
It was a thought.
She didn't have much to work with.
Okay.
And she sent me this pillow, and my dog, not Bob, because he's too smart to do that, but my other dog, Zaki, was humping my face.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry to say it, but that was what was happening. And since then, I've been allergic to pillows. I've been sort of anti-pillow.
Well, that's an improper use of a pillow. But for a proper use of a pillow, which is sleeping on, Mandy, yes, you're loving it.
I'm going to take it to hotels if I stay in hotels. I'm going to take it to friends' houses if I stay at friends' houses. This thing's coming everywhere with me.
Okay.
What about your bed?
Yeah, it's in my bed.
No, so you're going to take it with your bed to the hotel. So I'm just moving this in. Like Celine,
no, just the pillow.
You want to start a little club?
I want to start a little club. Pillow and I do club. Have, you know, I have some weird clubs that I like to start. This is the I'm in love with my pillow club.
Wow.
And I'd like you to join
me. First rule of pillow club?
Is?
Just be comfortable.
All right, 4-3-2-4-4-4-4-4. That's the number to call. And look, tell us if you're a big fan of your pillow.
I want to know if you love your pillow as much as I do, because I just can't believe my life has changed like this. So join my club, the I'm in love with my pillow club.
4-3-2-4-4-4-4. You can call right now, talk about your pillow.
I challenge you to a pillow fight.
Marianne from Springfield, do you want to join the I'm in love with my pillow club?
I do, because I'm in love with my pillow too.
Wow.
It's latex.
It's latex like mine. Yes, it's the latex.
Aren't they amazing?
They're amazing. Mm. So what have you taken yours everywhere you go?
Yeah, I take it when I go to motels, when I go to hospital. I took it to hospital.
Wow.
They weren't sure about that, but I said, it's clean.
Okay.
You took it to hospital because it was ripped? You needed it fixed? Stitched up?
No, because I just didn't want to sleep on a plastic thing.
I know. Good on you, Marianne. That's fantastic.
That's
thank you for giving
us a very good idea.
Call.
If I ever go to hospital, I'm taking my mattress.
Yeah, well.
To king size.
Well, everybody's in the club. Paul, do you want to join the club as well?
No, and it's Paul from your car park. I'm actually pulled over in your car park. It is a very dangerous road you're going down. My wife had a favourite pillow.
Yeah.
Until it went yucky.
Yeah.
And went yucky?
We have been
was that your fault, Paul?
2.5 years trying to find that perfect pillow again.
Hang on.
She can't.
She can't find the replacement pillow for the yucky pillow that she loved.
No.
Oh, no.
The pillow that she loved that was the best thing since sliced bread when it finally softened up or whatever.
Yeah.
She couldn't replace it.
Oh, no, that scared me. Maybe I should go and get another one and put it in storage so that I've got it for when this one wears out.
When the end of the world comes,
Paul,
you'll be comfortable.
Scary thoughts. Thanks for putting that in my head, Paul. Now I'm going to worry about that.
Thank you for putting that on your head. That's nice. It's nice pillow sort
symmetry
of reference.
Talk, yeah. Jenny from Baddow Bay, are you a pillow lover?
Oh, my God. I can't get anywhere without my pillows. I can't even walk past my pillow when I'm at home without touching it.
Really? Because I had that on the weekend where every second I had to go and check my pillow.
And when I do go to bed to sleep, I have to rub between my thumb and my pointer finger. It soothes me. It makes me go to sleep.
Oh, that's so nice. I love that, Jenny. That's like what you'd do when you were a kid.
Yes, yeah, so I think it stemmed from that. The satin blanket.
Yes. It's like your adult blankie is your pillow.
It is. And everyone knows I love my pillow. I actually had to take my own kids to hospital, and they take their pillow, and I take mine. And once I had to take them to hospital, I made my husband bring it in.
Oh, you made your husband bring your pillow important. In for you. That's brilliant.
Remember that ad that went, sleep wonderfully warm with Linda? She was a blanket, though. It's a blanket. It's a different topic.
Look, Jenny, Paul and Marianne, you're all getting Akmal, Mandy and Akmal nuts and freckles. Thank you so much. And you're all in the draw to win that $600 BJ House.
Glad you didn't say you're getting Akmal nuts.
No.
Because that could be.
No, that's right. That's getting our limited edition our nuts and our freckles.
Which you can hide in your pillow if you wish.
If you want to.
That's, yeah, you're
nobody's
free.
Touching my pillow.
I'm just stumped that so many people want to join your pillow club.
I know,
it's
everyone loves
strange.
The pillow.
Okay.
Where have I been?
All right. Wow. What about, I can do that. Wait, why don't you join my undies club?
Nobody wants to join your undies club.
Everyone wants to join.
Nobody wants to join your undies club,
the switchboard
mate.
Is lit.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Last week, the team caught up with this lady.
Well, she's everywhere at the moment, Delta Goodrum.
Yeah.
She's on The Voice. She's also on a biopic.
She's under my bed. She's in under my pillow. Bed.
She's on the Olivia Newton-John show.
Everywhere.
There's a biopic, Olivia Newton-John, hopelessly devoted to you. And actually, talking about Delta being everywhere, she's going to be here on the coast tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
For an in-store signing at Westfield Tugger from 4 p.m.
Yeah, 4 till 6 tomorrow if you want to see
you
Delta
know
in the
you've
flesh.
Made it when you're in Westfield Tigers.
Tugger.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know what you're
My
talking
brain
about.
Is melting. Oh, what are we doing here? What is the point of all this?
Well, it's a good thing we chatted to her last week.
Yes.
This is the team catching up with Delta Goodrum. Asking her, the first question was, Olivia Newton-John, hopelessly devoted to you. How did that come about?
It just came about basically a couple of years ago. Somebody firstly mentioned it to me and I went, oh, that sounds amazing. I just done Cats and I've started to kind of, the flame of wanting to do variety in my life and go back to acting. And, you know, we've been doing music for a long time and you're like, oh, what else is around here? And that just came into my life. My loyalty is to Olivia first and foremost. So obviously I checked in straight away with my friend and my mentor and then it was a no-go at the start. I said, no problem, whatever you want. And then as time went on, there was a lot of conversation. Then 2 weeks before the show, I said no. And then Olivia and I talked it through when I'd had like one window just after a tour. And then I said yes. And now when I look back, I go, I can't imagine not having experienced getting to do this biopic. It was very, very special.
I don't know if you heard this, but I've been picked to play Jimmy Barnes in his biopic.
If you've been picked, congratulations. Give it your everything. Make sure you spend some time really, you know, YouTubing clips.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've been mainly just drinking vodka.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and that's kind of prepared me well.
It'll be great then.
No, look out for it. Don't miss it.
Delta, one of the things that fascinates a lot of people about Olivia Newton-John is the disappearance of her longtime partner, Patrick McDermott. And I know she's your friend and you're probably not going to want to touch on it too much, but...
Do you know where he is?
No.
We think you're a suspect. That's the word going around, is you had something to do with it. But I'm not going to, you know, allegedly...
Did that come up in the biopic?
You know, actually, I have to say, well, we did. When we were on set, we did. There was definitely a few, oh, my God, there he is, when our actor came on set.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's not me. maybe I'm just, you know, because I've been fascinated by this, as you have, Mandy, and we're wondering, maybe it was a game of hide and seek that he just took so seriously.
Yeah.
Maybe he's behind the couch.
Look, I don't know, but I know in the biopic we definitely do. We touch on you know, Anthony's the gentleman playing Patrick was actually my acting coach, and so he was preparing me with the role, and then he said, "You're never going to get this," but I got the call to play Patrick. I was like, "That is amazing!" So we had some really great scenes together, and definitely it's all there in the biopic.
Now, look, we're loving your album. We just got one last thing. We have a thing about John Williamson on this show.
Yeah, this is, we feel that John Williamson should be the Prime Minister and his song should be the national anthem. And we're talking about this song.
Is it me or you? Is it a kangaroo?
Akmal's obsessed with this song, Delta, and he's asked if
a didgeridoo.
We promise you right now, if you sing us the first line of that song, we all three of us will download your album immediately.
We promise.
We promise. Okay. You ready? Please.
Say it one more time.
Hey, true
blue. Is it me or you?
Oh, didgeridoo. Hey, true blue, is it me or you or a kangaroo?
Yay! Yay!
We got it.
Wow.
Awesome.
Oh, you're going to...
You just made our year.
You're going to regret doing that, Delta. That's going to pop up everywhere.
You know what, Delta? You put that as a bonus track on your next album. Sales are going to go through the roof.
I'll make it a hidden track.
Yeah, a hidden track. Thanks so much for chatting to us. Good luck with the new album. I honestly love you. We can't wait to see Hopelessly Devoted to you. And we're all, of course, watching The Voice. Delta, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, speaking of sharks.
We weren't speaking of sharks.
Well, we off air. Off air we were, yeah, weren't we?
Nobody else has heard that, so you can't say speaking of sharks if nobody else has heard it.
No one's listening.
They are.
I'm only talking to you, Mandy.
Okay.
And Witto, listen up.
Yeah, I'm listening, sorry.
Now, sharks are beautiful creatures. They're incredible. I love sharks, right? And I really resent when, like, a surfer loses a leg or something, and then they go, let's kill the sharks.
Yeah, I do too.
But it just makes no sense. It's like saying, you know, if you hurt yourself mountain climbing, let's go get the mountain.
Let's go smash the mountain. Exactly.
It's irrational,
it
right?
It is.
But this is Macquarie University have done a study. Scientists have done a study on sharks. And they found out that sharks respond best to jazz music.
Really?
Like this.
Are you serious?
Yes. If you're going surfing...
Don't play this while you're surfing.
No, no. They actually respond to it. So, yeah. Don't bring your trumpet with you if you're surfing.
Yeah. Do they think it's food?
They're attracted to it, yes.
Right.
They're attracted to jazz music.
They've got class.
Yeah. You know, that attracts them.
Haven't they? I never thought sharks had this much class.
But you know what? Because they say, you know, if you're attacked by a shark, you should, you know, poke them in the eye. As if you're going to remember that. You're just about to lose your life. Oh, yeah. Bang. The shark goes, oh. And the shark's going off with one bad eye and all the other shark friends are going, ha ha, you got poked in the eye. That doesn't happen very often. But so, yes, we found out. No, Witto, be aware. I'm going to get you to... Be on guard here. We're about to finish. But so jazz music is to be avoided at all cost.
When you're in the ocean.
But if you want to stay safe and repel all sea creatures generally.
No.
Play this.
No. Oh, yeah. No.
No, no. Guaranteed to keep you safe. You carry... The sharks
will... It's like John Williamson protects you in a little bubble of...
It's a little bubble of protection.
Aussie love.
That's right.
A little bubble of love from John Williamson.
You know, sharks can hear by sonar. Or is that whales?
I think that's whales.
Seriously, is it any John Williamson song?
It's this one in particular, if you want to stay safe.
Oh, what about this one?
Oh, yeah. This will not only repel sharks, but it will also repel human beings.
All right, look, we've got to get out of here. Brownie's up next. If you missed anything on the show, you want to catch up, you can do that. 2gofm.com.au.
We should mention that this is quite sad news and very serious. Mickey D, who normally does the shift... has gone missing.
No, he hasn't gone missing.
Don't make light of his... No, it's our thoughts are with his family. If you've seen him, give us a call and let us know. We think he's done a...
A runner.
He's done a bit of a runner like Olivia Newton-John's fella.
Really? You think Mickey D's planned his own death?
Maybe he's meeting...
Faked his own death.
Well, maybe he's catching up with Olivia Newton-John's husband and they're going to have a little thing, maybe. Hey... I'm just putting it out
there. Can I just reassure everyone listening, Mickey D's okay. He's on holidays, all right? We're out of here. We'll catch tomorrow at 5:30. Bye.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.